Okay. He asked how the beetles were collected. They're collected as adults. I made these little jars that have funnel lids, and I knocked them directly off of corn plants. I keep track of degree days so that the adult phenology is approximately equal for all locations, and I did collect all of them. The rotation-resistant ones in first-year corn and the wild-type ones in continuous corn. Yes? The replicating microarrays?
Yeah.
Oh, like the design of the large experiment that I did, or?
Yeah,
I do. Each population, I took out pools of 50 heads, so each population has two pools of 50 heads, and then those are also labeled with the different dyes, so there's lots of both technical and biological replication. I can show you later if you would like.
Contributes about 17% to the national fruit exports. One-third of our fruit products go to the export markets. That's what makes us apple capital of the world. With all this, insects are still one of the main problems in our tree fruit industry. That leads to the poor quality as well as low yield of the crop. It severely affects the acceptability of our apple and other fruits in local as well as international markets. Oblique-banded leaf roller is a tortoiseshell moth native to North America and spread throughout North America. It's one of the major insect pests of all tree fruits, including apple, pear, and other tree fruits. Larvae of this pest roll the leaves and feed on the surrounding foliage and also on the surface of the developing fruit. We have used conventional insecticides like OPs to control this pest for decades. As a result, this pest developed insecticide resistance and does not respond to those chemicals anymore. That sometimes leads to the control failures. So this gives us call for the development and utilization of new products which are highly effective against this pest and are environmentally friendly. In this situation, insect growth regulators are one of the best options. Pyripoxamine is an insect growth regulator that works as a juvenile hormone analog. It is a phenoxy analog just like phenoxycarb. It is one of the highly potent juvenile hormone mimics available in the market. And it results in strong suppression of embryogenesis, metamorphosis, and adult formation. With this background, the main objective of this part of project is to test lethal as well as sublethal effects of pyripraxifen on oblique banded leaf roller, with the main objective of educating farmers in the process of transition from conventional insecticides to the more softer and environmentally friendly insecticides. In order to achieve that objective, I did two experiments. In the first experiment, I set up a leaf disk biassay where I applied 10 microliter droplets of the different dilutions to the leaf disks of 12 millimeter diameter. Once dried, offered those leaf disks to the final instar OBL larv individually in this type of arena, which is a half ounce plastic cup with a snap-on lid. After 24 hours, I transferred the ones that consumed whole disk to the normal untreated pinto bean diet and reared them in the lab under these conditions of temperature and photoperiod, and recorded observations daily until the last OBLR pupated or emerged as adult. I recorded observations for mortality or other parameters of growth and development. I used 7 doses ranging from 0 to 3 microgram per larva. I treated 20 males and 20 females per dose of pyripraxifen separately, and used 5 replications for all those treatments. This final instar OBLRs were segregated into males and females based on the presence or absence of gonads, which are easily visible in final instar. Here are the dose response lines for blue for male, where LD50 was 0.24 microgram per larva and very good slope, and red for the female, where LD50 is 0.48 microgram per larva and also a good slope. OVLRs treated with this product spend more time as larvae and pupae. As a result, their adult emergence was delayed significantly in both males. Blue bars and the letters indicate different letters indicate significant difference treatments, and red for the females. It was both significantly delayed in both males as well as females, and I did not find any significant differences based on the sex. OVLRs treated with this product do not die right away. They develop different abnormalities, like these are some of those that I observed in larval form. These are the ones that I observed in pupal form. And these are some abnormalities observed in adult stage. After all those abnormalities, the number of OVLRs that managed to emerge as normal adults was significantly decreased in both males, the blue bars, and females, the red bars. And again, I did not find any significant differences based on sex. Based on these observations, I propose the discriminating dose lies around 0.3 microgram per larva, but I need to test lots of field populations to confirm it. It was interesting to note that there are no significant differences, significant lethal effects at these lower doses. And now question is, since the product is a growth regulator, question is, are there any sublethal effects at these lower doses? And if yes, what are those? In order to answer that question, I just selected this dose. I did a second experiment where I set up leaf disc biopsy number 2, exactly similar way as I did in the first experiment, but used only two doses, the untreated control and 0.03 microgram per larva. Treated with 100 individuals in each of these. Actually, I needed 50, but just in case. And recorded observations for pupal weight and adult weight, and found that the pupal weight was significantly increased in both males as well as females. And as you can see, the treated pupae were heavier than the untreated ones. Similar was the case with the adults. Adult weight was also significantly increased in both males as well as females. The treated ones were heavier than the untreated ones. Please remember, it's the same second leaf disc biopsy, the leaf disc biopsy number 2, where final instar OVLRs were treated, and I did their pupal weights and adult weights. After doing their adult weights, I paired them in this type of arena, which is a 3.25 ounce plastic cup, the two cups. The lower cup has a 20% honey water, and the upper one has one male and one female, and a cotton wick for to absorb the honey water from lower cup to the upper cup. And I set up 25 pairs in each of these four combinations, where both male and female were untreated. Only female was treated. In this combination, only male was treated. And in this last one, both male and females were treated. And I recorded observations for fecundity and fertility, and found that the number of eggs laid per female was significantly reduced, decreased in the case where both parents were treated, as compared to the untreated control where none of the parents was treated. And I did not find any significant differences in the case where either male or female was treated. When it comes to the number of eggs hatched per female, it also followed almost the same pattern, but the ratio here, as you can see, is very interesting. In order to have a closer look at this ratio, I went ahead and calculated the percent egg hatch, and found that the number of eggs, that the percent egg hatch was significantly less in case where only male was treated as compared to where only female was treated. It was statistically similar to the case where both parents were treated. So based on these results, I conclude that pyripraxifen causes both lethal as well as sublethal effects on oblique banded leaf roller.